11:48 to go in the game in Gainesville. Ohio State 59, Florida 57. Game resets brought to you by Grange Insurance. Check us out at grangeinsurance.com. Ryan, you talked about rebounding at the intermission. The Buckeyes would have to do a better job on the glass, and they've done that here in the second half.
Yeah, 8-3 right now margin for the Buckeyes in the second half, and had a lot to do with why they have the lead. And it's important that they continue. They're going to have to fight this game. Florida's not going anywhere. They have a balance of talent from top to bottom, and they're going to continue to press. One thing we haven't seen a lot of, Coach Donovan switching up his defense full court. That's one of the things that you try to lull a team asleep by saying, okay, I'm not throwing it at you, but all of a sudden, at a key moment, you throw that pressure and come up with the turnover.
Buckeyes with Kraft, Leidy, Sullinger, Buford, and Diebler on the floor. Florida with Parsons, Boynton, Irving Walker, Eric Murphy is back, and Vernon Macklin. Buckeyes with four players in double figures, led by the 16 of Sullinger and the 15 from Leidy.
Full court pressure here by Florida.
Buford to inbound the basketball. Still looking to get the ball in. Bounces ahead to John Diebler. Diebler goes back to Buford, streaking down the floor on the left side. He goes into lane, finds Sullinger underneath, who slams it home lower left.
Again, if you beat that initial thrust of the defense, you make the opposition pay for it with the two-on-one transition.
Buckeyes lead 61-57. Jared Sullinger has 18 points. That's game high. Florida with the basketball. Walker ahead. Bounce pass right side now for Kenny Boynton. Boynton to the left side, fronted by Buford. Back right side, Murphy. Gives right wing now for Chandler Parsons. Parsons goes to the left side, Walker. Walker looking inside, sees nothing. Goes left wing now for Boynton. Wants to go to Macklin. Sullinger shutting him down. Boynton with the dribble drive to the free throw line. Lobs back to Macklin, lower left. Knocks Diebler out of the way and gets hit with a charge. Good position by John Diebler. Draws the charge. The foul on Macklin, his third.
It's called team defense, and that's what Coach Mata emphasized early on at one timeout he made about, hey, guys, we got to get tougher. Yes, they beat the initial with the screen and roll, but it was John Diebler there defensively.
61-57, the Buckeye lead, 11:08 to go in the game. That team foul, the seventh on Florida, so the Buckeyes shoot free throws the rest of the way. Aaron Kraft up the floor of the basketball for Ohio State, behind the back with the dribble. Buckeyes lead by four, 61-57. Bounce pass, Diebler has the ball top of the key. Back right side to Kraft, goes to Sullinger, right block. Couple of dribbles, sends the ball to the left side for Leidy. Deep corner pass now on the left to Buford, who penetrates. Flips up the one-hander that rattles around and rolls in.
Starts with the double team of Florida on Jared Sullinger and making the pass out of the double team. And at that point, Florida's scrambling to find the open shooter.
Ron, Buckeyes have their largest lead of the night now at six. At 63-57 with 10:33 to play. William Buford has 12 points. Walker with the ball for Florida, works to the left wing, splits defenders, kicks to the right side, Boynton, a long, and I mean long, three, got it.
What Eric do? Again, great penetration by Irving Walker there.
5 3-point shots on the night for Kenny Boynton. He has 19 points, 63-60, Ohio State with the lead and the basketball. Kraft sends back middle of the floor, Buford penetrates free throw line, goes to Sullinger, who's wide open and slams it home again.
A dunk contest by the Buckeyes.
20 for Sullinger. 65-60 Buckeyes. Florida races the other way. Irving Walker lost his balance and dribbled the ball off his right knee and out of bounds on the baseline. Ohio State gets the basketball right back.
See, the thing that's causing problems for Florida with their pressure, they're not getting any type of deflections. The Buckeyes are getting over that initial defense, and it's two-on-one transition.
Halfway through the second, 20 minutes of play, 65-60. Ohio State the lead and the basketball. Freshman Aaron Kraft works to the left side on the dribble. Keeps top of the key hot on the basketball dribble. Goes left side for Leidy, who penetrates. Running one-hander, rims, rolls in, count it, and a foul. Leidy hangs and scores again. He has 17.
What a play by David Leidy. As I mentioned earlier, he is very lethal going to his right. That explosion, the elevation, drawing the contact, soft touch, it goes down.
The foul was on Alex Tyus, who checked back in at the dead ball for Florida. His second, the team's eighth. And David Leidy will step back to the line. The Buckeyes are up seven, their largest lead of the game at 67-60.
Well, they still have to continue to play. Florida has a run in them. I mean, it's 9:44 to go. Lots of time in this ball game.
Leidy's free throw is up. Front of rim, no good. His first miss of the night. He's now 6 of 7 at the line. Buckeyes as a team are 6 of 9. Ohio State leads 67-60, 9:35 to go. Here's Boynton, right side with the basketball. Leidy slides out on him. Top of the key now to Walker. Off a pick, Walker back to the right side. Sends the ball left side for Chandler Parsons. Off a Tyus pick to the baseline. Diebler has him. Sullinger there on the double team as well. Parsons lobs the ball back out high to Walker. Has to flip it back over the midcourt drive. Can't do so. Over and back the call. Buckeyes get the basketball back.
Well, Buckeyes doing a much better job of handling that screen and roll by Florida that was very effective in the first half.
Buckeyes' half-court defense, I think, Ron, here in the second half, has been a little bit more disruptive than it was in the first half. Buckeyes inbound the basketball. Aaron Kraft takes the inbounds pass, works out high on Boynton, continues to the top of the key, penetrates, goes right side for Sullinger. Jump hook is blocked on the way up. Sullinger gets the ball back. One power dribble, fade, shoot, scores, counted, and another foul. Sullinger working strong inside.
I think he could have been a heck of a tight end. I mean, he doesn't miss a drop anything. I mean, that ball is there. It was great defense initially by Florida, but Jared Sullinger stayed with it, snagged it away, and went back up strong.
Sullinger with 22 points. The Buckeyes are up by 9 at 69-60. The Florida foul on Alex Tyus, his third, the ninth team foul on the Gators. Conversely, the Buckeyes have committed just 3 here in the second half.
Yeah, 10-3 run here by the Buckeyes in the last couple of minutes.
Here's Sullinger at the line. Freshman out of Northland High School in Columbus. Free throw in and out. And the rebound pulled down by Chandler Parsons. 9-point Buckeye lead at 69-60. 9:02 to go.